there's no words, man. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I've said it out there already. For 15 minutes of the second half, we were pointed out there that there was nobody got a score. None of the two teams scored. We were still that 4 points down. That deficit was still there. And, you know, you had to hand it to the boys, that wee belief, that they kept that belief, never died. They never, ever gave up. They never deviated. They knew that we said at halftime, all we had to do was nip. One, get one. All we have to do is nip at the scoreboard just trying to eat into that lead just a wee bit, because I mean it is only 4 points, but in a game like that, that's a big score. But we kept at it and kept at it, and eventually, I mean, get over it, whether they tired or just maybe the odd wee mistake or maybe that wee bit more want, the boys wanted it more and got into positions. And they have to say, some of the scores they took in the second half were unbelievable from play, you know, from play, from freeze, but they were all unbelievable scores. And yeah, you have to hand it to a group of boys, it's theirs, and they wanted it more, and that's why their champions, and that's it.
And when you look back on it as well, we'd over got two goals in quick succession in the first half, but Terman's response was pretty good. You got a couple of crucial points just before half time.
Yeah, then never panicked. I mean, we do talk about this, that if a team gets a goal, you have to go up the field and get a point. One more and you get right into the lead. That leads down to a single point. We've asked our boys to react positively to goals, because every team in the country, when a goal goes in, their heads drop. You know, and it's something we have to try and look at, that you have to react positive to these things. I mean, a goal is, it's all right, it's a big score in a game, but if you react positive and you can go up and you can cut that lead in a third or two thirds and then a third, and then you know you're right back in the game. And they have that, they always work that bit harder. Whenever teams get goals against us, they work that bit harder.
Yeah. Great night, big crowd over to watch it under the lights here in Convoy, and a proud night for the club.
It's an unbelievable night for the club. I mean, you only have to look at the faces out there. You only have to look at the people that come in and put their arms around you, and the emotions that's out there. I mean, people come over and put their, they don't shake hands with you. They throw their arms around you. Some of them's crying. There's tears in the eyes. I mean, that comes from two serious teams. I mean, if you hadn't got two serious teams there in the final, you wouldn't have that crowd. You wouldn't have this build up. And that was a perfect night in Convoy. You have to thank Convoy for the venue here and the opposition. I mean, what can you say about the opposition? I mean, you're always going to make it over, no matter what. It doesn't matter what age level now, you're going to make it over, because they're churning out quality players and quality teams. And you have to, I said it before and I'll say it again, they're always gracious in defeat, and they're always a bunch of gentlemen, to be fair.